Guess what? The economy grew faster in the first quarter than first reported. That's nice. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 25th day of May. Thanks for being here. In other headlines, mortgage rates climbed once again, and another housing report, this time on April home sales. NVIDIA stock took a ride today, and we'll share what happened there. Will they or won't they? We're talking about another rate hike by the Fed. America is aging. We're going to take a deep dive into that and what this means for the workforce. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the moose is back. Sort of, anyway. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you came along today for the ride. And yes, you can follow us on Twitter all day, all evening, at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the official estimate of first quarter growth in the U.S. was incorrect. The Commerce Department now has reported the U.S. GDP grew by 1.3%, rather than the 1.1% first reported last month. The change was mostly driven by an upward revision to private inventory investment, which includes finished goods, materials, and works in progress being saved for a later date. All this means is that inventory investment had less of a drag on GDP earlier this year, and that's some good news. Now for some not-so-good news. Mortgage rates are climbing again due to the debt ceiling standoff. Freddie Mac is reporting the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.57% in the week that ended May 25. That's up from 6.39% just the week before. And not to rub salt into the wound, but a year ago, the 30-year fixed was at 5.1%. Talking about housing, the National Association of Realtors is reporting that pending home sales in April held steady after dropping in March. The association said the pending sales index, that's a forward-looking indicator based on signed contracts to buy a home, recorded no change from March to April, nationally remaining at 78.9. An index of 100 is equal to the average level of contract activity during 2001, which, by the way, was the first year to be examined by the National Association of Realtors. Well, it was a shocker for the NASDAQ today as NVIDIA, that stock bounced up by over 24% as the tech giant's second quarter guidance shocked Wall Street. NVIDIA has quickly become a leader in the growing artificial intelligence race, projected second quarter revenue of $11 billion. Analysts had expected $7.2 billion. Yeah, it was a shocker, and the stock shot up. It's been a confusing year. Inflation remains higher than the Fed's 2% target rate, yet Americans are still buying, and the GDP is up by more than expected, and jobs are still plentiful. Now, while the jury is out about another interest rate hike by the Fed, bets are that we'll see a boost in June. But then there is this. Minutes from the Fed's May policy meeting published this week brushed aside market expectations of a late-year rate cut. But the report hinted that if the economy performs as expected, further increases may not be necessary. So what is it? Is the Fed going to charge more or stay the same or cut? We don't know. Seems nobody does. The aging of America is real, and it's also a big concern. The Associated Press is reporting that over the past 10 years, the U.S. population has grown older and much faster. According to the most recent census, the share of residents 65 or older grew by more than a third from 2010 to 2020 and at the fastest rate of any decade in 130 years. Meanwhile, the share of children declined. The declining percentage of children under the age of 5 was particularly noteworthy. When we look at the older citizens and combined with the children, the median age in the U.S. jumped from 37.2 to 38.8 over the decade. The decline in children is the result of women delaying having babies until later in life. Why? Well, in many cases, to focus on education and careers, according to experts who noted that birth rates never recovered following the Great Recession of 2007 and 2009. All of this has an impact on the workforce. Because America has not kept pace with replacement births since the 1970s, there continues to be fewer workers available for all the jobs that remain open. And in many cases, older workers, especially in white-collar jobs, are putting off retirement because they can. And that might keep younger workers out of advancement in their careers. The Census Department also released data on the youngest state and the oldest state in the nation. Utah was the youngest state with a median age of 31.3. That's a function of having one of the nation's highest birth rates. The District of Columbia's median age of 33.9 was a close second due to the large number of young working-age adults commonly found in that urban area. Meanwhile, Maine was the oldest state in the U.S., with a median age of 45.1, as more baby boomers aged out of the workforce there. The stock market bounced around a bit today, with the Dow rising and falling most of the day, and in the end, it dropped by 35 points to end the trade at 32,764. The NASDAQ, buoyed by technology shares, gained 213 points and closed at 12,698, and the broad-based S&P 500 gained 36 points to end the session at 41.51. West Texas Intermediate crude fell a whopping $2.53 and closed at $71.81 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is all about the resurgence of Abercrombie & Fitch. Now, the question might be, will you be wearing the moose back to the office? Now, dialing back a bit, you got to remember when it was all the rage to own clothes with the moose logo. Well, Abercrombie & Fitch is back, minus the moose. Abercrombie & Fitch, which used to go only after the cool kids before losing ground to rivals like H&M, beat its fiscal first quarter estimates, reporting new sales records in some regions. Overall, sales jumped by 3% compared to last year, and income rose to $16.5 million. So what's with the comeback? One retail expert cites the company's rebranding efforts, which focused on more inclusive options that helped, quote, attract new shoppers who are interested in its compelling assortments, end quote. What's that mean in English? It means that, hey, we had to change things up to be of any interest to our target shopper. And that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.